This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai meets today with President Bush to ask for a continued U.S. commitment to his country. Several members of Congress who heard from Karzai yesterday told him to be candid with the president about the security problems Afghanistan faces. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Though Karzai was widely praised at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, members politely questioned his grip on power. An international security force patrols the streets of the capital, Kabul. But Delaware Democrat Joseph Biden noted that security in the Afghan provinces is largely in the hands of warlords and their militias.
We call them regional commanders now, but many observers would have less savory names for them. We pay them millions of dollars, and we don't demand much in exchange. Let's remember that it was the brutal anarchy of the warlords that caused the people of Afghanistan to welcome the Taliban's rise to power.
Hamid Karzai tried to downplay that image of warlords out of his control.
To the outside world, it really looks that they are totally free and of their own will. It is not like that. The gentlemen that are appointed to the provinces as governors are appointed by my signature, and they can be removed with my signature. So the authority of the government in Afghanistan is much more there than one can imagine from outside.
The Afghan leader gave senators a fairly rosy picture of his country, saying the traffic in Kabul is an indication of a growing economy. Refugees are returning, he said, and 3 million children are going to schools. As for security, Karzai suggested he's all but given up hope of persuading the U.S. to expand ISAF, the International Security Force. Instead, he's pushing for more aid to train his own troops and pay their salaries. Only 3,000 Afghan army troops have been trained so far.
Improvement in the training and in the speed of the Afghan army is what we require right now. Then the job of ISAF can be done by the Afghan army.
Senators from both sides of the aisle encouraged the Afghan leader to be more candid, especially in his White House meeting today. Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel advised Karzai not to leave President Bush with the impression that the problems in Afghanistan are minimal.
I hope and I assume you are speaking plainly and directly in private, and will so to the President of the United States, because you know there aren't many more chances here.
Senator Biden warned that Afghanistan has already dropped from the radar screen and may soon have to line up behind Iraq, North Korea, or whatever comes next. Pushed by the senators, Karzai did eventually raise concerns about terrorists regrouping and moving back and forth between Pakistan and Afghanistan. He also said he's giving the Bush administration a clear message on Iraq.
Whatever you do in Iraq, it should not reduce your attention from Afghanistan. If you reduce attention because of Iraq to Afghanistan, and if you leave the whole thing to us to fight again, it will be repeating the mistakes that the United States made during the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan. Once the Soviets left, the Americans left.
Karzai predicted it would take several more years of international troop presence before his country can stand on its own feet, and he called for more reconstruction aid for the impoverished countryside. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.